The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
But first, what will June 29th look like for you? A morning at the gym, a haircut later on, and then stuffing yourself with popcorn at the cinema. At least it will be possible. Last night, the government announced that most lockdown restrictions will be eased by June 29th. So, good news for businesses involved. We're joined by Ian Talbot, Chief Executive of Chambers Ireland, and Tony Foley, economist and lecturer in DCU. First to you, Ian, I'd imagine there will be a bit of a stampede for the hairdressers and so forth. But by and large, were you surprised that the government decided to move forward with some of these reopenings?
Good morning, Richard. Well, I think we were pleasantly surprised at the advance. I think we're all watching the global news on a frequent basis. And I guess when we saw things, for example, redeveloping a little bit in Beijing, maybe we got a little bit more anxious. But I think the reality is a huge amount of work has gone in to, you know, things like the national protocol. Businesses have been working really hard to make their environments safe for people to come back. And what we're hearing around the country is that people are starting to get out and they are spending. So those that are out are actually spending. And of course, our household savings have been increasing significantly in the last 2 or 3 months. So there is money to spend. I mean, most businesses, I think, are going to take, it's going to take, remember, a few days. This announcement will have taken some businesses a little bit by surprise, the speed at which they can reopen. So we need to give businesses time to make sure their environments are ready. But all in all, this is a really positive development.
And when you say, Ian, that people are certainly, people have got money to spend. Some people have money to spend. Others have lost their jobs and are not in that position. But looking around at retailers that have had a chance now to open for a couple of weeks, are there many people in the shops? Is there a lot of buying going on? Is it at anything close to levels that they can make a profit?
No, we're some way away from that yet. And we did a survey 2 weeks ago of the business experience during phase one. And that was very, very sluggish. And most businesses that were reopening were reporting less than 50% of their normal sales. But we've been, you know, talking around the country the last couple of days to see what's happening now that we're a couple of weeks into phase two. And things are definitely improving. People are starting to go out more. People are starting to feel a little bit safer in their environment. But it's very important that consumers follow the advice they're getting. So when you're going into shops, for example, you know, follow the guidelines around the spacing in the queues. It seems to be now that, you know, people are advising that it is best to wear a face mask, for example. So let's continue to do what we can to get out safely, but by the same token, make sure that we're all being responsible about how we reopen the economy.
Bring in Tony Foley here. There were lots of TV images and reports about queues outside Penny's, and it really was quite startling to see the numbers. But of course, inevitably, quite a lot of consumers will be nervous, won't they?
The data would seem to indicate that things will be very difficult to get back to previous levels of economic activity. There was a Kantar study survey last week which said just 27% of people believe their behaviour will quickly return to what it was before lockdown. Only 32% were saying they'd be happy going to a restaurant or bar in the next couple of months. So you've got a number of problems facing the economy. You've got the normal recession where, as you rightly point out, people have lost their jobs. We are going to have higher savings. It's estimated that we'll have about 10 billion euro in extra savings this year to what would normally be the case. Now, the question is whether that will be spent. And then where is it going to be spent, whether it's ultimately on foreign holidays, large ticket items or the ordinary retail store. But all projections for the economy from central bank, ESRI, government and so on basically say that while of course things will improve to what they were, they could hardly get worse than the lockdown, they are not going to quickly get back to the levels that they were. And that reflects a number of things. One, the recession itself, by and large, there is less income in the economy despite the high level of savings. A large number of jobs will be lost. People have had income reductions depending on particular industries and so on. And then on top of that, we are going to have high levels of unemployment.
So that's, Tony, are there mechanisms, Tony, to to encourage people to get out and spend? I mean, people have talked about things like vouchers. Do you think that's something that might be coming down the track and that might work?
At the moment, the government is considering its economic plan, its recovery plan. Now, that's going to be developed when we form a government, and that is going to consider every possible option that's there to stimulate the economy, because these are exceptional times. Now, I haven't seen any evidence that the government is keen on a voucher scheme, which would be something like that people might, you might say, if you spend money within the next 2 months, you can reclaim the tax, the VAT paid on it, or you get a reimbursement of 10% and so on to try and encourage the early spending. But there will be a huge stimulation packet. And stimulation is very different to what we've been doing at present. What we've been doing at present is trying to keep businesses alive with wage subsidies and so on. But we will be into the classic stimulation of thinking of the whole range of options, whether it's lower taxes, lower VAT rates, whether it's increased government expenditure. We'll be throwing everything we can to try and boost economic activity. But even with that, it's going to be 2023 before anything back to what we were before the lockdown.
Okay, and Ian Talbot, I presume retailers would be delighted with the idea of vouchers being given to people to spend in Ireland?
Yes, retailers will be very pleased if they get some sort of more flexibility in the voucher scheme that already exists. Remember, already employers can give a €500 voucher to their employer to their employees. So some flexibility on that would be great.
We'll have to wait and see. Ian Talbot of Chambers Ireland and Tony Foley of DCU, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.